You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My best bets last night were garbage. You went 1-1, but your best bet was a winner. So let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Okay, Charles.
All right. Friday, so let's have a little fun, shall we? No, let's sweat an under, because that's what we're going to do for my best bet. Everybody wants to play an under, right? I'm taking the under in the Mavs and the Warriors game at 214.5. This is already sunk down to 214 in some spots. We saw game one go way under the total as the final score was, 112-87. I do expect the Warriors to, you know, continue shooting all right, but they shot 56%. From the field in game one. The Mavs are better than that defensively. I think that they can limit the Warriors a little bit more than 56%. That's not exactly repeatable. I know the Mavs will probably shoot better than they did in game one, but some of it was cold shooting, but a lot of it has to do with the defensive looks that Steve Kerr was cooking up for the Warriors. They threw the kitchen sink at Luka Doncic. And even if Luka scores 30 or whatever, I still feel like this has enough space at 214.5 to still stay under the total, just because the pace is so slow for both of these teams. I know the Warriors probably like to run and gun a little bit more than the Mavs, but still, we've seen both of these teams stay under the total in most of their playoff games. In fact, the total has stayed under in 5 of the last 6 for Dallas and 4 of the last 6 for Golden State, despite those run and gun fests against the Grizzlies. So I think the under is the play in the Warriors and the Mavs at 214.5. Let's take that. Let's sweat an under on a Friday night because that sounds super fun.
I actually think that is a fantastic pick, Chelsea. I'm going to go back to the ice. I got to end this cold streak. If you want to fade me, go for it. Just make your money. But I'm going back to the ice. I got to get a win. I'm going to Calgary. Game 2 of this series between the Oilers and the Flames. You've got the Oilers at +145 on the money line. The Flames are -175. Total set at 6.5. It is juiced to the over. And that's what I'm going to play. There's just so much offensive firepower on both sides here. And the trends point to another barn burner. We're not going to see what we saw in game one, where there were 15 goals scored. No way that's going to happen. But these two teams also met 4 times during the regular season, Chelsea, and they averaged more than 8 goals per game. Plus, in the last 21 meetings in Calgary, the over is 14-6-1. I'm not losing by the hook here. I'm going to play this down to 6, lay the juice, over 6 goals, Flames and Oilers in Calgary. It's -150 at BetMGM. Let's do it.
Holy crap. Magic 8-ball.
Damn straight we have an 8-ball on the show because we're serious and we ask a toy 8-ball that we got from the toy store every single day what his analysis is on our bets. So let's start with mine. The under in the Warriors and the Mavs game. 8-ball, do we like it? Shake you up.
All signs point to yes.
Most likely.
Of course. Every single time. It's got to be. Watch this. Do you like Jinx's hockey bet? All signs point to no. Let's hear it.
All right. Jinx's hockey play was a total. It was over 6 in a hockey game. Which hockey game was it?
Chelsea, this is one of those times when I'm glad we're both remote and you're not here because I'm losing my mind. As I'm reading my pick, my best bet, I see you looking at memes. Over 6.
Okay, so over 6 in the Flames game? Is that
you know
correct?
Who they're playing? Yes, who they're playing?
I don't know. The Oilers? It's on the screen.
The Houston Oilers. You got it, Chelsea. Shake up that 8-ball.
Okay, so Jinx's play is the over six goals in the Flames and the Oilers. 8-ball, do we like it? 8-ball says it is certain.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. Finally, the 8-ball this week, Chelsea, when giving you a response, 5 for 5 on yeses. Like by virtue of just like pure luck, that's hard to do.
Well, don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
That's
sitting on my desk.
There you go. Well done. If you want to see the Magic 8-Ball, you can. All you have to do is log on to Twitch. It's twitch.tv/BetQL. Twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea always doing a fantastic job displaying the 8-Ball.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
How about some leans, Chelsea? Oh, there it is right there. Do you have any leans for us?
Yeah, I was going to play a strikeout prop on Dallas Keuchel, but they literally just took it off the board. So it was 3.5. I like the under there. Now they're reposting it at 2.5, which is comically low. So I think I will stay away from that one. But a play that I do like that's on the board at even money is the Rangers first 5+0.5 in the first 5 innings, which means they can be tied with the Astros after 5 innings and win this bet. I think this is a matter of starting pitching here. Looking at Martin Perez, if you remember last start against the Astros, Martin Perez went toe-to-toe with Justin Verlander. Both of these guys were absolutely dealing. And now he's going against Christian Javier of the Astros, who just gave up 7 earned runs against the Nationals. So I'm not sure if the Astros deserve to be huge favorites here. In fact, I think the Rangers can keep it close. And you think to yourself, well, the Astros are the better team. Well, if you look at that last series between the Astros and the Rangers kept it within 1 run in half those games. So they were closer games than people probably expected, even in the games in which Justin Verlander was starting. So I'm going to give the Rangers a shot here in the first 5+0.5 for even money over at BetMGM.
Elsa, I got distracted for a second because I just saw on Twitter and I retweeted this. There's a picture of John Daly at an Oklahoma casino playing slots after his round of +2 yesterday at the PGA. What a goat. Absolutely incredible. I have one lean. It's going to be square, but whatever. Oh my God, I hate my card today. I'm going to take the Yankees on the run line, -110, taking on the White Sox. Dallas Keuchel has struggled on the road this season with an ERA over 11, taking on nasty Nestor Cortez, and he's even better at Yankee Stadium, an ERA of 1. Yankees have the best bullpen in baseball. We know they can hit. I think the Yankees run away with this one. They get to Keuchel early, so give me the Yankees on the run line. They have to win by 2. That's -110 at BetMGM. Am I being too much of a square here?
God, no. I was just thinking about adding that one to my card. I think I like the Yankees in the first 5-0.5. I'm not sure what the juice is, but I do like that because looking at the Yankees, they hit lefties extremely well. Dallas Keuchel was good last time out, but I think eventually they'll get a hold of him. And plus, this one's at Yankee Stadium, which is, you know, more conducive to home runs. So I think, can we get the juice on that? Because I do want to add that to my card. Let's do Yankees -0.5 in the first 5. Let's see what it is. I know I'm taking up a lot of time. -0.5. God, I can't find it. Can we just add that to my card? I know. That's what I like. We'll find it in a minute.
No problem. Let's do your BetQL 5-star best bet. For insight, analysis, historical trends, and more 5-star best bets, download the BetQL app. Okay, Dongster, what do you have to say for yourself? You took a huge L yesterday. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. I don't know why you're celebrating, dancing around. You got schooled yesterday. You got embarrassed. The Orioles gave you a huge L. Hold that L, Dongster, once again. Dodgers-Phillies under 9 is the pick. I hate that, -120. Braves-Marlins under 7.5, -120. Rays, -140 against the Orioles. Please, God, let Baltimore win again. If Baltimore wins again today, I'm filing adoption papers, and I'm giving up this Dongster.
Oh, so sad. You were such a great father.
I was great.